so well in the red zone. Seven touchdowns and a field goal and 8 trips. What's the difference?
I think people believing in it, you know, believing in offense. Coach Heimerdinger, you know, when he first got here, he just told us to keep working hard, keep doing what we've been doing, and it'll take care of itself, and it has. So it's just a matter of believing in all the, you know, all the teammates and believing what we're doing.
And then Jeff says that he'd like to see you guys instead of 3rd-and-1 getting 1.5, get, you know, maybe 2 or 3. What's going on there?
You know, to me, as long as we're getting the first down, that's all that matters. Keep the drive going, keep us in the field, and keep the other offense, you know, off the field. That's all that matters for right now.
What's the difference in your approach blocking for a pocket passer like carry as opposed to a scrambler?
Well, you know, there's good and bad to both. You know, with Vince, he is mobile, but because he's mobile, he's not always going to be in the same spot in the pocket either. So with Kerry, you know where in the pocket he's going to be, and you just make sure that your guy doesn't get there.
Were you at all surprised when he takes off running a scrambling a couple times?
I wasn't. You know, we had a couple bootlegs built into the game plan, and, you know, they weren't honoring it at all. So probably could have ran it a few more times in the game, but, you know, he's got a little bit of speed left. He lost that weight in the offseason, so probably a little bit faster than he would have been last year.
With you guys 3-0, the coach is doing his best job to temper the excitement. How do you guys, I mean, I'm sure he is pretty realistic with you guys on things. How do you guys take the criticism at this point?
Well, you know, most guys have, you know, even if you've been in the league at least 1 year or more, you know it's a long season. So it's only 3 games. Yeah, it feels great to be 3-0, but there's a lot of football left to be played, a lot of good teams and great teams to play against, so you just got to keep it realistic and come work every Wednesday morning and be ready to work.
Do you know you're going to be nitpicked at that point?
A little bit, you know. That's all, you know, you just got to take it as it comes and keep working hard and try not to listen to it too much.
Do you pay attention to what else is going on in the league, you know, like in New England or especially division, you know, Indianapolis and Jacksonville already 1-2?
You know, you can't really not listen to it. You see it, you know, Sunday night, you come in Monday, it's all they talk about on SportsCenter, and you kind of look at things here and there, but try to keep things in perspective, knowing, you know, we got a lot of games left, and just try to focus on who we got this week and get ready for them.
Yeah, you've been matched up with Jared Allen this week. What's the challenge there versus Merrill Williams this past week?
In some ways, they're a lot similar. You know, they're both great pass rushers. They both have long arms. Both can get off the ball pretty well, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to play against Jared last year in Kansas City, so it'll be good to go back and look at that film and see what I did well and what I did bad.
How much tougher is it preparing for a team like Minnesota?
It is a little different, you know, going against division opponents and going against those guys, you see them twice a year, so you kind of have a lot more familiarity with them, and going against somebody like Minnesota, you just got to watch more film and try to get familiar as much as possible.
Lindell said that after Kerry threw the interception in the huddle, he was like, okay, guys, we got that one out of the way. What was he like in the huddle after those runs? Were you guys giving him a hard time?
Not really. He was kind of breathing hard, so we were just trying to get the next play called and go from there.
So instead of Gatorade, maybe they need oxygen on the sideline?
He might have had some. I didn't see.
But, Michael, how nice is it, though, to get a 3-0 start? I mean, this team has struggled to get off the, you know, get started the last couple seasons. Does it make things a little easier in some ways?
It does. You know, the one thing, it builds confidence in everybody in the locker room. So no matter, you know, we obviously have things to fix from all these last 3 games, so it gives you more confidence going into the next week, knowing that you can work on those things, get better at them, and then still work hard and hopefully come out with a win again.
Michael, you said you watched SportsCenter. Do you get a feel for what kind of respect the Titans are getting on the national
level? Are we? I don't know. Well, like, I've noticed the last few weeks, and a couple of people have mentioned, you know, the Sunday night game, they do a little recap of the day's events during halftime, and I think all 3 weeks they haven't shown our highlights, so it's kind of, you know, we don't really mind it. It's one of those things we're not talked about. We're always underdogs, and it kind of puts a chip on our shoulder, and we just keep working hard.
Anything else you think you guys deserve to talk about?
You know, to us, it's either way. The more they talk about it, I guess it puts more scrutiny. It might put more pressure on guys, but either way, we got to come to work and play the next opponent.
What do you think you deserve to talk about?
A little bit.
What kind of veteran presence is Collins in the huddle and running the offense? Can you talk a little bit about that?
He, you know, obviously playing through that many years, and like, you know, you guys mentioned with the throwing the interception, he just came in a huddle, and there's nothing you can do about it. It happened. It's done. You know, defense did a great job keeping him with 3 points on that, and we got to start our next drive and, you know, go answer, get 7 points. And so that's kind of what he brings. He just comes in and calls the next play, we don't have to worry about it. You know, we know he can. He's capable of bouncing back from it, so you just go on.
He said he wanted to make this his team. Did he do that yesterday?
I think he took a step towards that way. You know, it's anybody's team to take, whoever's behind center, so we'll see how it goes.
He goes over 35,000 yards passing for the career, yet I think he had under 200 for the game. Does that number kind of wow you guys?
It is, you know, being in the league that many years, it kind of makes sense, and, you know, it was special to be able to be a part of it and be on the field with him. You know, only 15 quarterbacks have done it, so he's definitely in great company.
What kind of things do you say to him when you do joke with him about his age or that kind of thing?
Just regular old man joke, you know. Still got a little bit of gas left in the tank and little things here and there.
That beard isn't helping him.
It's not. He might need to shave it.
You've been around now a couple of years. How loud was it yesterday in the stadium? Have you noticed? I talked to some people, said that it was maybe the loudest they've heard it in a very long time. How loud did you notice it to be?
It was, especially in the fourth quarter when our defense was making no stands. I think it got, you know, loudest I've probably noticed in my 4 years. So I think it's definitely, the fans are doing a good job, and hopefully they keep it up this coming week.
When Kerry throws the interception, would you stop at all for a second say, I wonder if fans are going to do
that? No. No, I figured, you know, that's up to them. It's not really for something for us or we can or should worry about. It's just next drive we get, should we go try to score.
And I'm asking that in the context of what we know would happen.
Right.
With that whole context.
I wasn't expecting them to boo.